Which brings us to agenda item number 10, family reports cases. Ms. Iverson.
Good afternoon, Commissioner and Commission members. I have six cases for compliance to come before you. Before I bring the cases, I did want to, for the benefit of those who may not have been on the Commission for very long, to explain the process of how we get to the point of getting here with our commercial harvesters. As you all know, we have implemented a three notification process where you get two notifications by a postcard and the third is a certified letter. Once that certified letter is not responded to, then you get a served letter by a Marine Patrol officer, serves you with a letter to appear before the Commission. Those two soft notices are your opportunity to respond to our office. The third is a certified letter that you get to your home that we have on file. That's your third opportunity to come. If all of these have been exhausted, that's when you come before the Commission. That process takes in resources close to $800 per case to bring someone before the Commission. And there are several persons who come and they had no activity, which is even worse in our idea that we've wasted and expended so much resources to bring you here, and at the end for you to tell us that there's no activity, which you can solve very easily by calling our toll-free line or putting a green postcard in the mail to us. We have several opportunities for your report, either by paper or online, if you do actually have harvest. So it takes quite a bit for a harvester to come before you all once they get to this point. There's been multiple opportunities where staff has attempted to contact the harvester by phone and no response. So prior to them coming here, there is a lot of opportunity for harvesters to fix their problems that they have with us. So I just wanted to put that in front of the commissioners for the benefit of those who are new, who did not know how the process goes through before a harvester is brought before you in a hearing. So with that, I have
the Can I ask you a question first?
Yes, sir.
I see these are the same individuals that came before us earlier. I'm looking for a reason because I read these packets before we got here, and the scenario seems to be the same way. You send out the two letters, and then you send out the return receipt one, and nobody claims that one. And it seems to be a pattern. And I'm interested in why, if you know, why wouldn't a waterman who gets one of these notices and says, hey, you missed June or whatever y'all were referring to, I mean, why don't he just pick the phone up and call you and say, oh, man, I'm sorry, I thought I did, or something like that. I mean, have you been given any reasons why these people don't respond to the soft notices?
There is no logical reason for you not to pick up the phone, especially if you have a no activity. Especially if you have a no activity. If you've harvested, there's still no reason for you to not respond with your harvest by the fifth or the following month, or by at least before you're actually served a notice to come before the commission for a hearing. So there's no logical reason. There's no, and I've not heard one. People have forgotten. They got busy. Things happen. There are a lot of reasons that you hear when they come up as to why they didn't respond to the two notifications and then not pick up or not respond to the certified. So there really is no logical reason for anyone not to respond.
Like,
it's a deep mystery.
Can I ask maybe a follow-up question as well? From the time the first notice goes out in the mail to the time that they would appear before the commission, what would you say is that average length of time?
Oh, at least 4 months. Because there's a first notice, you get 2 weeks to respond to the first notice. Second notice goes out, you get another 2 weeks to respond to that notice. Certified goes out, you get up to probably another 2 months before there's an officer that comes to serve you. So I say you have at least 4 months.
4 months to contact and report.
And most of these cases that have come before you were notifications that started in December 2013 or February 2014. It's now September 2014. 2014. So it takes multiple months before they actually come before the commission.
Okay, thank you.
Who's first?
First case is Mr. Philip Brown. I'm not sure if he's here today or not. He's the one that's currently suspended until he appears. He was not here at the time when we started at 12:30. So if you want to check.
Is Mr. Philip Brown present? Officer, would you yell into the hallway to find out if there's Mr. Philip Brown out there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Philip Brown? No response.
Okay. He was served in time for the, and he did sign for his served letter, so he's aware that he is suspended until he appears.
Well, then I guess he remains suspended until he appears. Okay.
The next case is Mr. Lacey C. Rose. He is here today.
Mr. Lacey Rose, please come forward, sir. Mr. Rose, I'm going to swear you into your voice here at him. Do you hereby swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so if you got? Thank you very much.
Mr. Lacey Rose was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the months of January 2014 by first and second notification postcards. He was also missing reports for the months of May, June, and July 2014. Mr. Rose was sent a third and final notification by certified mail for all missing harvest reports. The third notification by certified mail was returned to VMRC unopened by the post office because it was unclaimed. Staff made additional phone calls to Mr. Rose regarding his missing harvest reports and left messages for him. Mr. Rose's failure to report case was initially scheduled by staff for the July 2014 hearing, but was delayed until August 2014 to allow Mr. Rose more time to respond. Staff received his January 2014 harvest report for Mr. Rose and a phone call from a family member who reported no activity for the month for his additional missing month, but not until after he had already been issued a service letter. Mr. Rose was unable to appear before the commission for his hearing on August 26, 2014 due to extenuating circumstances and was therefore rescheduled by the commission for hearing on September 23, 2014.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission? Mr. Rose, will you please stand in front of the microphone? Can you explain this?
Sir, I don't fill out the reports. My son and I, we work together, and my son's wife fills them out, and she puts my name on the reports with his.
And it didn't happen?
She fills them out. She says she does. I'll take her word for it.
Ms. Iverson.
We had no way of knowing who he worked with because we did not have any reports in the office. So until his family member indicated that they did work together, unfortunately, they didn't have their harvest reports in the office as well. So Mr. Rose's was caught in that he didn't have his reports in the office and the person who he works with didn't have their reports in the office. The notifications were sent to Mr. Rose directly. There was no response. The certified letter was sent to Mr. Rose directly, and there was no response. If he had responded at any of those notifications and let us know that he's working with someone, we could have checked who he worked with and let him know that we had not received those reports in the office, and we could have done what we've done for other harvesters and just wait until the reports actually get into the office from the person who's working with.
I have a question.
Susie Drake.
What address did you send the notices to?
To the address that we have on file. So whatever that address is that is on file for the harvester, and it's up to them to let us know if they have a change.
And who's the license issued to in this case?
The license issued are to Mr. Lacey Rose. All licenses are in the harvester's name, and his address is the one that's on file.
When you issue a license to an individual like Mr. Rose, how is he made aware that he's got a report, you know, his catch?
All harvesters, once they get commercial licenses, when they get their packet, it tells them your reports are due by the 5th of the following month. You get that with your license.
And does the commission allow for the license holder to report by phone?
Not harvest. You can report no activity by phone, which he could have done.
Okay. And how about by internet?
You can do online harvesting if you sign up for an account.
and then by written.
Paper reports are available. You can do them by the 5th of the following month, which is what majority of the harvesters do.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Haney.
Is everything up to date and resolved?
He's all resolved. All his harvest reports are up to date. Unfortunately, they weren't up to date until after he was already served. Staff recommendation is a 2-year probation beginning today and ending on August 25th, but it should be September, because his was from the previous. Yeah, September the 22nd.
Ms. Haney.
One other question. Does Mr. Rose have any prior history of non-reporting?
Well, his reporting history. He had all of these, and then in September he failed to report, and that was resolved. So this is his compliance history.
But nothing beyond that. I was just basing a lot of times we base the probation on history. So.
Yes, ma'am. This is the compliance history, right?
Okay.
He has no summonses associated with his MRC ID as well.
Okay.
I have a question, Mr. Rose.
Mr. Cedar.
Mr. Rose, do you realize that you didn't follow the rules? Right? They can't hear you over there.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, what have you done to change your operations so that you can make sure that you're in compliance?
I guess I'm going to let my wife do it.
What's wrong with you doing it?
She's a better bookkeeper than I am.
Well, it don't seem so in this case, does it?
No, but my daughter-in-law was doing it.
We're concerned that, you know, if we give you probation, we don't want you back in here on a violation.
No, sir.
Okay? And what is the reason why you can't do it?
None. I'll do it.
So if this commission does follow the staff recommendation, will you promise us that you will do it yourself?
Yes, sir.
And how are you going to do it? By a written report, by either the phone call for no catch, or by internet?
I'll do it all three ways.
Do you value your license?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll just read the staff recommendation directly. Staff recommends Mr. Lacey Rose be placed on probation for a period of 2 years, ending on September the 22nd, 2016, during which time any violation of Chapter 610 or any laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations will result in Mr. Rose appearing before a hearing of the Commission on License Suspension.
Mr. Peter.
I would move that we accept the staff recommendation with the addition of the fact that it is required that Mr. Rose himself report his catch.
Discussion.
Ms. Haney.
Just to be consistent with what we've done in the past, by him not having a prior history or any prior convictions, we normally give a 1-year probation. Would you be open to a 1-year?
That'd be fine with me. But I still would like the provision that require him to himself to make the reports. So
I guess I would say I'm not averse to the concept here, although what we want is the reports to actually be here. And I guess at the end of the day, I don't care if Mr. Rose does them himself, his wife does them, or the man on the moon does them, as long as they arrive on time and they're accurate.
I guess where I'm coming from is this. You know, it's easy to put the monkey on somebody else's back and say, hey, you know, I'm really not guilty here because, you know, my daughter-in-law should have done it. I don't kind of buy that. You know, he's got the license, and it's his responsibility, and I don't think that saying that somebody else messed up, you know, and that's why I asked him what provisions have he made to change that scenario, and that's where I'm coming from is I think – when I give somebody probation, I want them to succeed. And I don't want him coming back and say, well, look, my wife was sick. My wife went to California for 2 months to see my daughter or something like that. I want to be clear that the monkey is on his back, and it ain't getting on nobody else's back. That's my position.
Oh, we have a motion. No, wait. We have a motion for 2 years of probation.
1 year. I agreed to change it.
Okay.
Motion's on the table for 1 year, plus require him to make the reports.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. Mr. Rose, you're on probation for a year. Let's get this right. It's not that hard. If you get a problem, call staff. They're very helpful. Thank you, sir.
The next case is Mr. Joseph Tittermary. He is here today. Mr. Joseph Tittermary.
One second, please. I'm going to swear him in here. Do you swear that the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record and the microphone.
Joseph Tittermary.
Thank you very much, sir. Ms. Iverson.
Mr. Joseph Tittermary was initially notified by staff that he failed to report for the month of February 2014 by first and second notification postcards. He was also missing reports for the month of March through August 2014. Mr. Tittermary was sent a third final notification by certified mail for all missing harvest reports. The third notification by certified mail was returned to VMRC unopened by the post office because it was unclaimed. Staff made additional phone calls to Mr. Tittermary regarding his missing harvest reports and left a message for him. Mr. Tittermary has returned staff call. Mr. Tittermary returned staff's call and reported no activity for the month of missing reports, but not until after he had received his personal service letter for a hearing on September the 23rd.
Mr. Tittermary, did you hear the previous discussion?
Yes, sir.
You understand the importance of having harvest reports in? It appears that you're new to the commercial fishery.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Iverson, was there anything additional that you wanted to add?
Mr. Tittermary is currently current with his reporting.
Mr. Zedra.
Staff recommendation.
Is there any particular reason, Mr. Tittermary, that you didn't pick up the return receipt mail that was sent to you?
I recently moved to a different location, so I guess the mix-up was that I never changed my address. Let you guys know my new address, and I guess I need to do that while I'm here.
You haven't done it yet?
No, sir.
Okay. Are you aware that the fact when you get your commercial license that you need to notify VMRC of a change in address?
I wasn't at the time, but I am now.
They don't tell you that when you get a packet from them on your commercial license. They don't tell you that.
I didn't see it if they did.
Did you look at it?
Yeah, I looked at it. I must have missed that part.
The other thing is, when you get the first notice, why don't you call right then? Did you get the first notice? You heard she said they mailed you a card that said contact them. You're missing some.
They might have sent that to, you know, the old address.
So your testimony is you didn't get any of these notices until the officer served you.
Yeah, yes, sir, exactly.
The officer serves them at the address that we have on file.
What you got to say to that?
When he called me, she was in Belhaven, and that's where my old address was, so that's where I met her.
Okay, no further questions.
Mr. Erskine.
Really, regardless of the notices, I mean, they're a courtesy. You know, you know whether or not you reported. I mean, it's really as simple as that. I would think that if you had no harvest or you weren't on the water, you would know to report that. And even worse yet, if you did have harvest, that you know whether or not you reported, even if a postcard comes in the mail or not. So it's frustrating to have these cases come before us time and time again about, you know, failure to report, and it is mandatory, and you have ample time. I guess, really, I understand you're moving and your address change, but several months is the time frame that you had.
Ms. Iverson, is he up to date?
He's current now.
As of when?
As of I think he called us after he was served. I'm almost certain he called after he was served because he had no activity on those months. Staff recommends Mr. Joseph D. Tittermary be placed on probation for a period of 2 years ending on September 22, 2016, during which time any violation of Chapter 610 or any other laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations will result in Mr. Tittermary appearing before a hearing of the Commission on License Suspension.
Matters before the Commission.
Another question.
Ms. Haney.
No history on this particular individual either, I don't believe.
Not that I know.
This is his... this is his compliance history. So he had none before then, and by his number, he didn't have a license.
Okay.
And then there are no summonses.
Matters before the Commission.
Make a motion for a one-year probation.
Second.
There's a motion and a second properly made here for one-year probation for Mr. Tittermary. Any more discussion on the matter? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well here. Mr. Tittermary, you're on probation for your harvest reports are important. Please get the harvest reports in on time.
Yes, sir.
We don't want to see it back here, sir.
Thank you.
The next case before you is Mr. Hayes Engel, and I do want to say that Mr. Engels had a serious accident and was not able to come. His wife faxed us a letter stating that he's actually immobile and not able to. He's all the way up in the Eastern Shore. He had no way of being able to be transported here. And from what I understand, it's a very serious fall, and there are major health issues involved with the fall. As usual, you can either hear him in his absence, or you can hold the case over until he's available to appear. He can be served for the next commission meeting.
I would move that we continue his case till January.
Okay. Yeah, it was a serious health issue.
Second.
2015. Motion and second to continue this case until January. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Matters continued until January.
The next case is Mr. William E. Brown. Mr. Brown is here today.
Brown here, please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name into the microphone.
Mr. William E. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Ms. Iverson.
Mr. Brown was initially notified by staff that he had filed a report for the month of February 2014 by first and second notification postcard. He was also missing reports for the month of January, April, June, July, and August 2014. Mr. Brown was sent a third and final notification by certified mail for all missing harvest reports. The third notification by certified mail was received by Mr. Brown on August the 14th, 2014. Mr. Brown submitted a harvest report for February and March 2014, but the report was incomplete. Staff made additional phone calls to Mr. Brown regarding his missing harvest reports and left a message for him. Mr. Brown returned staff call, but not until after he had received his personal service letter for a hearing on September 23rd, 2014. He has since submitted all missing reports for January through August 2014, the last report coming into the office as of yesterday.
So that brings him up to date.
He is current as of today.
Thank you.
Mr. Brown's compliance history.
Could you back that up, please? I just want to let it soak in. Mr. Brown, you've been here before. Okay.
Can I just say that?
Yeah, please step forward.
Those years of like 2005 until through 11, really 12, I was working on a tugboat and they were, did not work for a month.
Can I ask him a question?
Yeah, please. Mr. Zedron.
You said you did not work, you mean you did not harvest anything?
No.
Are you aware that you could have picked up the telephone and called and say, hey, look, it didn't get no harvest?
Okay.
Why did you not do that?
Up until that point, I'm just a man living alone. My wife pulled out about 8 years ago, and it's hard for me sometimes to just, I'm a man sometimes.
Well, help us understand here a little bit. We're kind of all baffled by the fact that, you know, you got a privilege there, a license, you know, and then you get this notice from the commission and said, hey, man, you know, you haven't submitted your reports yet. I'd be shaking in my boots to keep my license. Why ain't you?
I am.
Well, you know, we ain't talking about 1 month. We're talking about, what, the last one's got, what, 4 or 5 months, right?
This year, I go back. While I was working on the tugboat, I got hurt about 5 years ago. I had to go on serious pain medication. After about 3 years, I came off of that. It produced in me a serious depression. Since then, it's hard for me to juggle so many things at one time. And in June this past year, when that storm came through, my pots, crab pots, got so much mud and hair on it, I had been working, spraying them off until dark. When I got home on a couple occasions, I called in that night, but the dispatcher picked up, and it was after hours. So I am learning to juggle things, and I do apologize and take responsibility for not reporting, and if I could have probation, it will not happen again.
What about the second card? Tell me about what you felt like when you got the second notification that you still ain't doing it right.
I was working on my crab pots almost until dark that evening, and it would be closed. I called like a couple times for the dispatcher, and like dispatch picked up, and I was just, it's hard for me to just juggle a lot of things at one time, and I don't know.
Well, what, as you heard me say to several of the other people, what we're concerned about is that you're going to do the right thing, okay? What you're going to do different to make sure you don't get in this situation again?
Every day I get home, I'm going to sit down to the table and fill it out each day. And then at the end of the month, I'll have it ready to send in by the first.
And you're taking responsibility for doing that?
Sure. Sure, right. I don't take but one of those.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
So what is staff recommendation on this?
Staff recommends Mr. William E. Brown be placed on probation for a period of 2 years, and then on September 22nd, 2016, during which time any violation of Chapter 610 or any of the laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations will result in Mr. Brown appearing before a hearing of the Commission on License Suspensions.
I'll make a motion for staff recommendation.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Recommendation is voted on.
The next case, Ms. Jennifer Hume. Not sure if she's here. She wasn't here when we started, so if we could get a... Thank you. I've had no contact with Ms. Hume. Ms. Hume is currently missing multiple months of harvest since January. She hasn't reported since January 2014. Basically, we had this with Mr. Phillip. You can suspend until she appears, and we'll serve her under that, and it's really up to the commission.
I move that we suspend her license until she complies and appears before this commission.
I was just curious. You said which months are unresolved all the way till the first of this year?
Yes. January 14th was the last time she reported. She was served. She signed for a serve letter on September the 10th. We have not heard from her in any other way.
So she did sign that she received
yes,
the serve?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And so there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'll abstain. Chair abstains. So the motion passes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sure.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Is there any other failure to report cases?
No, sir.
Thank you very much, Ms. Iverson. Appreciate it.